Good afternoon, sir. I'm from the tax office.
Ah, what have I done? Did I forget to pay or something?
Well, yes, actually, you owe us a lot of money. May I come in? Actually, it's not just that you owe money. I'm here really just to bring you up to date with our policies about paying what you owe. Basically, we have a free will policy now at the tax office, which means paying or not paying is entirely up to you.
Eh? Choice in paying taxes or not? I thought there were, like, penalties and prison sentences if you don't pay.
Yes, yes, that's all still there, but see, that's always been there, so it's just a default. It's not really part of the free will arrangement as such. What's important is that you can choose whether or not you pay tax.
Hold on, I can choose to pay or not pay, but the penalty is still there if I don't pay tax.
Well, yes, it's entirely up to you, but see, every choice has a consequence in life, doesn't it? Just like if you choose to drink poison or choose to walk off a cliff. In every decision, a choice you make, there's a consequence. The tax office is giving you a choice, either pay taxes or don't. Live by our tax office commandments or deal with the consequences. Up to you.
But that's not a free choice.
But of course it's a choice. Our free will policy states that the tax office is not interfering with your will to choose. It sounds like you're arguing we are interfering because of the consequences of one of the choices we're putting to you. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, it's not a free choice, really, is it? You've just admitted that you're going to send me to prison if I don't pay my taxes.
The word free only implies that you are capable of choosing and nothing else. Fair and unfair is not the issue because you're still free to choose. Personally speaking, I choose to pay my taxes. I don't want to go to prison, so I will choose to follow the tax office commandments. Having no free will means that you're an inanimate object, like a robot or a table or a rock or chair or something. In other words, you're incapable of choosing. You're not saying that you'd rather be a robot or a chair, are you?
Well, why not just say it's the law to pay tax? Why not just say it's compulsory? You're just playing word games, saying I've got free will to choose, but if I choose the way you don't want me to, you're going to penalise me by throwing me in prison. It's not a fair choice, is it?
It sounds like you're arguing that you don't have a choice because you're under duress. But you do have a choice because you're not under duress to pay taxes. Disobeying the tax office is pleasurable, I know, because you get to keep the money for yourself, and the tax office's punishment is not immediate.
Yeah, but at the same time, you're saying that I've got free will to choose whether I pay taxes or not, but saying that one of the choices is going to lead to you punishing me for having made that choice. How is that different to a law? Or why don't you just call it compulsory?
Because it's not compulsory. The tax office doesn't want mindless robots just paying taxes, paying taxes, paying taxes. We want you to pay taxes because you want to, and you choose to. We have more respect for people than that. Just making them pay with no choice. The tax office free will policy is loving. As you already know, failure to pay tax leads to a prison sentence.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Let me finish. If you choose to pay tax, you will be relieved of your prison sentence and be allowed to remain free. The system is based on positive reinforcement, not punishment. Do good and be rewarded, or do bad and nothing happens that wasn't going to happen anyway.
Well, okay, yeah, I get what you mean. It's not really punishment then, is it? What do you think I should do?
Well, you'd better pay, don't you think? If you don't, I'll call the cops.
How long's a prison sentence?
Forever, till you die. And there are guys in there who'll punch the shit out of you every day.
Well, given that choice, and thanks for giving me that choice, by the way, I appreciate you're not trying to force a decision out of me, I guess I'll, actually, it's not as easy as you'd think, is it, this choice? Can you give me a few days to make up my mind?
Of course. Take as long as you want. But I might call the cops at any time, and when they come for you, it's too late. You can't pay after they arrive. It has to be before, or else it's prison for you for the rest of your life.
Okay, I understand. Thanks so much for revealing this to me. It's so kind of you to give me this good news.
Hi, I'm Jesus.
Yes, hello. What can I do for you?
Well, I was in the neighborhood and I wanted to know whether you'd like to give up living the way you want, beg me for forgiveness for every bad thing you've ever done, and invite me into your heart to be your Lord and Master for the rest of your life. No pressure, just asking. Okay? What do you say?
Well, is it my choice?
Hey, of course, I love you. Heck, I made you. It's up to you.
Really, really up to me?
Yeah. But I really hope you'll do it.
Why?
Because if you don't, I'm going to throw you into hell to be burned and tortured for eternity after you die!
Oh, for fuck's sake!